Lake Effect continues now on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. It is terrific to have your company this morning. Besides passion and drive, what else do filmmakers need to finish their projects, or even to start filming at all? Well, not to put too fine a point on it, money. To help answer that need, Milwaukee Film, which boasts a 400-event festival in the fall, announced its Brico Forward Fund. The idea behind the fund is to encourage local filmmakers to submit story treatments for new movies. As many as 5 of those treatments will be chosen by a panel of outside experts. And thanks to local Milwaukee businesses and private donors, winners will be awarded a significant financial jumpstart to making their movies a reality. Milwaukee Film's artistic and creative director, Jonathan Jackson, along with education director Kara Ogburn, joined Lake Effect's Claire Mosley to discuss the Brico Forward Fund and why it's important to keep filmmakers local.
It's one of the reasons we exist here at Milwaukee Film, and we have such energy behind our organization. We've just noticed that, you know, over the last 4 or 5 years or more, that when we ask filmmakers, you know, what could you use that would take the next step, that would help the film community take the next step? And it's funding. And so this is our effort to provide some funding opportunities to keep film as a vital part of the creative community, the economic community in Milwaukee, because, frankly, we need somebody to tell our stories or share stories with us.
Correct. When the fund came forward, in it said, you know, we choose worthy films. So what defines a worthy film?
Well, one of the cool things about this particular program is that we're going to have an external jury of industry experts, people from not from Milwaukee, but that are in the film industry or the film festival world, people who know good film, select the winners. And they're also, and this is explained in the fund, but they also have the ability to build packages out of the award pool for those films. So they're going to be able to decide, this is what makes a difference for this particular project. So worthy means whatever is deemed worthy on a larger scale. So not worthy to me, but worthy for experts in the industry.
It's part of a principle that is governing the goals of this fund. It's one of the principles I use to, you know, help, frankly, secure the philanthropic support we did for the Brico Forward Fund. And that's that we did a study of filmmaking communities around the country and identified that one of the key pieces in most communities around the country that drives a film community is filmmakers working at a really high level, filmmakers who are sort of international name brands. A lot of filmmakers tend to galvanize around that. And I think we have a few people who are there or on the cusp in Milwaukee. But if we could come to the point where we have 5 or 10 leading filmmakers in Milwaukee who, you know, it's annually, people are waiting and excited for them to premiere their latest work at festivals around the world, that's going to drive attention, growth in the film community. And frankly, what we're trying to do with the award is target the best and brightest. And, you know, we're able to give away this year $50,000 in cash, about $75,000 in goods and services. Mm-hmm. And we're making a choice to give it to, you know, 1 or 2 or 3 to 5 people. It's not being spread out over hundreds of people because, yeah, frankly, there are hundreds of filmmakers in Milwaukee. But, you know, we want to aspire big and bold and great with this program.
So it will be competitive.
Right.
Yeah.
And as much as I'd like to pick the awards myself, that's
not
what it's about.
No.
We really think it's important. We've, you know, that's informed by annually at the film festival. You know, we give out juried awards and we'll still do that include cash components. And we love to have people in the industry come internationally or just nationally to lend their voice and sort of look at our work, our community with a fresh set of eyes. Mm-hmm. But then also, I think we have something great here that's going on in Milwaukee to share. And by having outside people in the industry and forcing them, yeah, to come and watch the work or think about the work,
and agree with the work,
mm-hmm, the work, it shares a bit of our story in Milwaukee larger, and it helps sort of foster that conversation about what's going on here in Milwaukee. So I really like that jury component to it.
Another sort of, I mean, element of the application process is that it's the application itself is kind of based on grant applications across the festival or the film industry. So it'll also expose them to the jury who might, you know, even if they're not a winner, be able to sort of see
– run into them again.
Run into them again in the future. So. Okay.
And what goes into your application that makes it special, or what should we be focusing on these apps?
In many ways, it's – I'm going to say weirdly that it's not that special. It's in many ways very standard.
You know, I think it's special.
But
I think the pitch line is special.
There's my favorite question is special, but it's actually based in something I read that was like – compelling to me as a way to pitch your film. This question asks the filmmakers to put – to characterize their film in terms of this film is like blank – you could name a film – meets blank another film except or but blank. So my example in the application is this film is like it's Mad Max meets
– Beasts of the Southern Wild.
Yes, there you go.
Okay.
This film is like Mad Max meets Beasts of the Southern Wild except it's set in World War II Russia.
All
right. I want to see that film.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody's applied with that pitch yet. So we'll wait and we'll see.
It might take a few years, but it's fine. It's coming.
But so much like a lot of grant applications, they're asked to describe their project, describe why they and their team are kind of qualified for the project, why it's important that they tell that story, and then to characterize kind of where the project's at and what will help push it forward. What's the need, and how might an award from the Brico Forward Fund help them make a difference in their progress, whether it's finishing that film, getting it through production, supporting post-production, any stage that it's at.
If we're looking at films 2, 3, 5 years ago compared to now, is there something special churning or coming up in the film industry? Well, let's start with Milwaukee, and then we can take it globally.
You know, I would point to a couple of things. One, the growth of documentary. I think it, you know, it's not just a last couple of year things, but it's really exploded in terms of the number of films that we have submitted this year that are documentaries. In the past, you know, we might have 5 or 10 documentaries submitted and for the Milwaukee section, and we'd have like 50 fiction films. And now I actually think there might be just as many, if not more, documentaries submitted. So that's a trend that's changing. And I love it that you're seeing in the festival stories that mirror Milwaukee, that tell our story. And I think that's a great future component and growth that we're going to see down the road, is how the documentary filmmakers in this community, and if we grow that, they're going to be telling our stories. You know, I'd love for it always to be, you know, that positive spin about Milwaukee. But it's, you know, it's not always going to be our great stories, but they're going to look at Milwaukee and tell our story, hopefully in a true, honest and unique way. And how great is it to have a visual chronicler and a group doing this in Milwaukee? And that's sort of one of the great things that could come out of a vibrant film community in Milwaukee.
We'll be able to triumph from the fact that we are showing it.
That's perfectly said.
So if we're thinking about global.
Everybody's making Beasts of the Southern Wild, part two.
Guys,
not meeting Mad Max.
I've never seen it. Not meeting Mad Max, right?
But no, I would say that a lot of people are making films sort of a little off the grid about younger voices, younger people as sort of the storyteller or the lead character. And, you know, somewhat sort of positive and magical. So I think there's a magical realism strain, but also, you know, spotlighting stories slightly off the grid. And I think that's really exciting because I think there are those stories in every community throughout the world. They don't necessarily have to be just mythical, but to sometimes, you know, tell the story about something that's a little off center. You can find some really interesting characters that way.
So back in January, you guys announced the dates for the film festival. It'll be late September into October. So what's happening in this part of the year? summer going into the fall.
Our eyes are bleeding from watching too many movies.
All right. That's exactly what I wanted to hear.
No, it's exciting. I always say, and this is sort of, you know, over the last few years as the festival has grown quite a bit, you know, one of the great things is that we've really been able to build out our staff for the film festival. And my role as artistic and executive director has changed a little bit in that I actually view July as my most challenging month of the year because, you know, there's a model like we're, you know, if you talk about an analogy to like shaping clay or something like that, okay. It's sort of this amorphous blob right now. And we need to put it into and package it into 400 events that people can go to or to buy tickets to. And right now it's still a blob. So we have a lot of work to do. A lot of it is, you know, frankly, just watching the movies. But then it's building all the incredible scaffolding to the events that our education department does, but then, you know, scheduling the movies for the festival and figuring out how this puzzle fits together in 15 days that includes 400 events. So my brain and eyes hurt a little bit right now.
Now, you've described, Jonathan, what the artistic side of this is. My question for you, Kara, is what does the education side of this? If you're a filmmaker going into the festival, you pretty much know what you're doing. Maybe you need a little bit extra help. What does the education director really do?
So education at Milwaukee Film actually has sort of three kind of distinct areas. The Rico Forward Fund falls under our filmmaker services area. In addition to, as Jonathan mentioned, kind of we have public forums, which is our area that builds out kind of scaffolding around festival films for general audiences. And then we also have youth education, which has a pretty clear younger audience of both filmmakers and filmgoers that are being supported there. So Filmmaker Services has kind of two main goals. And, you know, the Rico Forward Fund falls into one of those, which is to provide funding opportunities for filmmakers to take their craft further, to sort of advance the film culture in Milwaukee. The other piece is to build that network, as a community. Filmmaking is intensely collaborative. And so even if you are, you know, you got a degree in film, you're an established filmmaker, you can always be meeting new people, meeting new collaborators, talking about craft. And frankly, as technology is advancing, I think nobody's ever feeling quite comfortable in their knowledge of their craft because there's always something new to learn, to think about, or to sort of push yourself.
Yeah. Have you really honed into what that
does? Yeah. And I mean, each story that you want to tell, whether it's a fictional story or whether it's a documentary story, is going to require something different. Like every film is just a little different. Every film's idiosyncratic in some way. And so figuring out like, well, how do I solve this problem here? And by talking to other filmmakers, that's how you say, oh, you tried that. Maybe I should try that. And so creating a community of mentors, of those sort of top filmmakers who can mentor down, but also just collaboration, you know, across people who are maybe working on very similar work. Everybody in Milwaukee who works on film works on other people's projects and do sort of menial stuff to help advance that community feeling. We have a series of events that run year round and then during the festival to try to help foster that kind of community and informal mentorship. So that's another set of programs that education oversees.
The other piece that a filmmaker can engage with at the festival is watch movies. Because outside of making movies, I think the best way to learn about filmmaking is to watch movies. And at the festival, you know, we have films that are about story and are about characters. And those, you know, really resonate with our general festival audience. But then we also have films that are about, you know, creativity and are about the actual process and action of making movies.
Yeah.
And we have some of the most engaging and innovative voices in cinema that are presented. So just seeing the work and then with the filmmakers who come in from out of town, having them, you know, we try as hard as we can to have them interact with the Milwaukee community when they're here. And always my number one goal when we have a filmmaker guest into the festival is that by the end of their trip, they've bought a house in Milwaukee and are moving here.
Perfect. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. Jonathan Jackson and Kara Ogburn, thank you so much for joining me on Lake Effect.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Jonathan Jackson is the Artistic and Executive Director of Milwaukee Film. Kara Ogburn is the Milwaukee Film Education Director. They spoke with Claire Mosley. This Friday, Milwaukee Film is hosting a workshop that focuses on the BRICO Forward Fund. There is more information at WUWM.com.